You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, Hour of Prayer with Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Well, welcome to Thank You, Jesus, an Hour of Prayer. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. I am Mika, and you are blessed, and we are praying now. Amen. Hallelujah. This is where we are entering into God's presence, bowing before the Lord God Almighty, seeking Him. Hallelujah. Scripture says in Matthew 6:33, to seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all things shall be added unto you, shall be added unto me, shall be added unto us. We are seeking the Lord. Hallelujah. What's the need? I'm not going to seek the need. I'm going to seek Jesus, the supplier of the need. I'm going to seek God. We're seeking God, and let Him supply the need. Instruct us to the filling of the need. Hallelujah. Reba Sandabush. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for this moment. Can we just say thank you right now? Thank you, Lord God, for this moment. Thank you, Lord God, for this day. Thank you, Lord God, for this hour. Thank you, Lord God, for this now. Thank you, Lord God, that we can run to you at any time, any moment. Hallelujah. We're saying thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're saying thank you. We're saying thank you. We're saying thank you. We're saying thank you. Can we just start to say thank you? Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Our thank you is independent of what's happening in our lives, of what we're feeling. Our thank you is independent. Ooh, it's easy to say thank you when something goes in our favor. But if scripture says to give thanks in everything, always, always, in every circumstance, give thanks. Yes. Thank you. Hallelujah. May our hearts be filled with gratitude, our minds filled with gratitude. May we have a thank you perspective. Hallelujah, because we're looking to God. Remember, we're seeking God. He is the one that's able when we can't, when man can't. Ah, He's the one who is all-powerful, more powerful than the most powerful on this earth. He is the one that is the rich of the riches 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 of the riches. More rich than anyone on this earth. He is healer. Hallelujah, Rabasandaya. He is healer. Anything that we know on this earth in the healing arena is because He made us aware. Ooh, He is healer. He is healer and able to do miracles, signs, and wonders. This is why we stand and say thank you. When we can't do nothing with the mess that we're staring at, He is able. And so, God, we say thank you. Hallelujah. We say thank you to you in the midst of the despair, in the midst of the dark, in the midst of the unknown. We say thank you in the midst of the broken, in the midst of, hallelujah, the hurting, the afflicted. We say thank you in the midst of the lack, in the midst of the empty. We say thank you, hallelujah, in the midst of the abundance, in the midst of the increase, in the midst of all things going well. We say thank you, because get this. Can we get this? Everything can be well, and there's abundance, and everything is splendid, and we still don't have a heart of thank you. Ah, shandi arabosa. Hallelujah. We say thank you. We say thank you. There's the power and the anointing that's released in that place. I think heaviness cannot remain in the same place of thank you. Negativity cannot remain in the same place as thank you. Worry cannot remain in the same place as thank you. We say thank you, hallelujah. Strife cannot remain in the same place of thank you. We say thank you, hallelujah. Depression cannot remain in the same place of thank you. Oh, we say thank you. Worry. Did I say worry already? I'm saying it again. If I did. Worry cannot remain in the same place as thank you. Anxiousness cannot remain in the same place as thank you. A bad attitude cannot remain in the same place as thank you. Pride cannot remain in the same place as thank you. Unforgiveness cannot remain in the same place as thank you. Woo! Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 We say thank you. We say thank you on this day. Selfishness cannot remain in the same place as thank you. Oh, we say thank you. Hallelujah. A hard heart cannot remain in the same place as thank you. Hatred cannot remain in the same place as thank you. Impatience cannot remain in the same place as thank you. Being discontent, hallelujah, cannot remain in the same place as thank you. Being unappreciative cannot remain in the same place as thank you. I even hear the Holy Spirit say, we get into that place of thank you, thank you, thank you. We start to have eyes to see, a perspective, rebasaya, scales falling from our eyes to be able to see clear things. Hallelujah. Thank you. Joy comes in that place of thank you. The peace comes in that place of thank you. Yes, I even hear patience comes in a place of a thank you. Perspective comes in the place of thank you. Yes, compassion comes in a place of thank you. Do we hear? Are we picking up what the Holy Spirit is saying? Let's enter a place of thank you. Let's live in a place of thank you. Let's function in a place of thank you. Oh, yes. Thank you. Thank you. I thought we was going to go one way, Holy Spirit, but now the Holy Spirit is taking us another way. Somebody say he's taking us another way. He's taking us another way. Ooh, thank you. Hallelujah. We worship you, oh God. Right now, we worship you. We set our attention on you. We set our focus. I know it means the same thing as attention. We set our focus on you. We set our minds on you. Hallelujah. We set our heart on you. Scripture says, out of the abundance of the heart flow the issues, right? The issues. Let our heart be filled and overflowing with thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you for the opportunity to praise. When we step into the place of thank you, we start thanking God even for the little bitty, itty bitty, itty bitty, itty bitty, itty, 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 itty bitty things that we maybe step on, overlook. Hallelujah. I'm turning to somewhere in the Bible. Hallelujah. As we say thank you. I'm driving down the street saying thank you. Yes. I'm riding in traffic, sitting in traffic, saying thank you. Road rage cannot arise in the same place as thank you. Listen, curse words, bad words cannot come out of our mouth at the same time as thank you. Somebody say thank you. thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We say thank you on this day. Ah, thank you, Holy Spirit. We enter his gates with thanksgiving, in his courts with praise. Oh, thank you takes us into the presence of God. Thank you. And where God is, hallelujah. Where the blood of Jesus is, hallelujah. Come on, somebody. Ah, there is peace. There is love. There is miracles, signs, and wonders. There is deliverance. There is healing. There is blessing. Ah, come on, somebody. There is reconciliation. There is restoration. Thank you. Hallelujah. Causes us to see a reconciliation that a non, thank you, couldn't get us into. Jesus. You guys, I cannot even find what I'm looking for right now. Oh, here it is. Thank you. See, I didn't get frustrated. I didn't get upset. I didn't get all nervous because, hallelujah, we quote unquote on the live. No, I just said, thank you. Thank you when you can't find it. Thank you helps you. Thank you helps us to get into the finding. I hear you, Holy Spirit. Scripture says, ask and ye shall receive. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be open. Thank you. Hallelujah takes us into the receiving. Thank you takes us into the finding. Thank you. Hallelujah helps us walk into the open. Thank you lubricates us, hydrates us, marinates us. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you causes us. Listen, I'm going with the Holy Spirit. Thank you causes us to miss. Hallelujah. Causes us to step out of a place of being easily offended. I didn't even realize you said that. I was too busy giving thanks. I wasn't even offended. Did what? Said what? I was too busy giving thanks. Ah! Thank you releases a fresh anointing. This is the Holy Spirit is speaking to us about giving thanks. There's a power. Our weapons, the weapons of our warfare, they're not carnal. Praise is a weapon. Giving thanks is a weapon. Giving thanks is even like I just hear you, Holy Spirit, like a protection. Even like a lubricant type of thing, like where you're lubricated and then certain things can't, like it'll just slip off. It'll slide off, okay? Ooh. Okay. Okay. Somebody say, okay. Listen, Apostle Paul in First Thessalonians. We got, come on, thank you brings us into a childlike joy and a childlike praise and a childlike dance and a childlike, come on, hallelujah. Don't let the enemy rob us because of your age or what a society may say. Joy is our inheritance. Don't let the enemy rob us of our joy. The Bible says that the joy of the Lord is our strength. First Thessalonians. Okay. First Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18. It reads, in everything, somebody say everything. Some things, everything. One thing, everything. A few things, everything. No things, everything. Give thanks. Give thanks. That makes me just realize that sometimes I'm not going to want to give it. But I'm going to give it. I'm not going to feel like giving it. But I'm going to give it. Because the more I set in my mind and my posture to giving thanks, the easier it becomes. The more I starve my flesh, my carnal man, hallelujah, and bring it under subjection and make it give thanks when I don't feel like it, hallelujah, when it's not making sense to me, I'm gonna give it. The more I do it, just like the writer of, hallelujah, 1 Thessalonians, this first epistle of Paul to the apostle to the Thessalonians, he says, follow me as I follow Christ. I'll speak for me. The goal is to become more like Christ. To become more like Christ and less like the old man, my old self. To become more like Christ and less like maybe my neighborhood. To become more like Christ and less like the society that I was raised in. To become more like Christ and less like the culture I was raised in. To become more like Christ, hallelujah, and less like the past that tried to form me and shape me. To become more like Christ, hallelujah, than the hurts and the rejections and the traumas and the pains and the abuse that has shaped and molded and has some type of say-so over who I am. No, I reject it. Come on. No, let's reject that. We're becoming more like Christ, more like the truth, more like the light, more like the way, more like Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I'm even reminded by the Holy Spirit in this moment how to fulfill the fullness of the plan and the purpose that God had for him, he had to leave out of his country, leave from his kindred, leave from his father's house. We're talking about Abram, who got to upgrade, a name change, hallelujah. We thank you for the new good news, O God of transformation. The good news that as we live in a place of giving thanks, you know what happens? We learn. I'm going to turn to it. We learn to be content in all things. See, hallelujah. I thank you, Holy Spirit. What happens is we start to, when we are not content, trusting God. I'm content because I'm trusting God. I'm content in my little because I'm trusting, seeking God. I'm content. Hold on. I gotta find it in the scripture. I gotta find it in the scripture. Where is it? Jesus, help me. Hallelujah. We're talking about what? Learning to be content. Is it in Galatians or Philippians? Hold on. I might have to use my little helper of Google. I'm okay with that. Oh, no. I'm in it right now. I was staring at it. I told you guys I'd be like, I don't know. But I see I was giving thanks. And all, and giving thanks help us to be transparent. Hallelujah. Learning to be content. Giving thanks helps me to be content. And then when I'm content, hallelujah, I'm not wrestling with myself and thoughts and all these things that is now causing me to become stiff. And blind and even dumb to hearing God because I can't get out of my way. Look. Philippians chapter 4. This is Apostle Paul again. I'm going to just start at verse 10. Can I? But I rejoiced in the Lord greatly that now at the last your care of me hath flourished again wherein ye were also careful, but ye lacked opportunity. This is him speaking to the church at Philippi. Not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned. Somebody say, I have learned. Learn, which means it's practice, which means I have to be intentional about it, which means it's not going to come natural. I can't expect it to come natural. I have to choose. I'm choosing. We're choosing, God, to trust you. And as we, and trusting you looks like giving thanks. And trust you looks like learning to be content and saying thank you and seeing the blessing of the now. There's something in it that you will open our eyes to. Just even the fact of you being here with me. I'm going through the dark, but you're here with me. I'm giving thanks that I'm not doing this alone. I'm in the stuck place. You're with me. Ooh, I'm giving thanks. Hallelujah. I'm in an overwhelmed place. You're with me. You take the overwhelm. Hallelujah. And give me your peace. I'm giving thanks in a little place. Hallelujah. But you're with me. Hallelujah. And you can take the little and multiply. So you take my little. I'm going to give thanks just like Jesus did with the little two fish and two five and the five loaves. The two fish and five loaves, and he lifted it to heaven, and he gave thanks, and it multiplied. Yes. You see, with God, all things are possible. So if I'm with you, I'm giving thanks. Hallelujah, because this is an impossible to me, but it's a possible to you, so I'm giving thanks. I'm giving thanks. Paul says, not that I speak in respect of want. Can we grow that I'm not speaking in respect of want? Yes, there's a need, but you know what? I have Jesus. I have God. I want God. For I have learned in whatsoever state I am, therewith to be content. We're talking about Apostle Paul, who was in all kind of states. Hello, he was stoned to the point where they thought he was dead. Come on, he was shipwrecked. Come on, he was cast into a prison. Come on, he was beaten. Come on. Come on. Come on. Look, let's see. I know both how to be abased, and I know how to abound. I'm going to pull it up in a different version. Hold on a second. Everywhere in all things, I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry. I know how to be satisfied and content. Ooh, and to be hungry. Listen, because also it just reminds me of something. When we get success also and increase in abundance and the season change, hallelujah, and it's promised land and it's milk and honey living. We can get outside of God. We can get outside of having a grace and having a humility and having a thanksgiving. The Holy Spirit just brought that up a few minutes ago, right? So we must practice giving thanks. I'm thankful that I see correctly and nothing am I exalting over Christ Jesus. I don't know why I keep singing. Must be the Holy Spirit. Yeah. Ooh, hold on. Okay. I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry. To the point, like, I'm just thinking that you didn't know if he was full or hungry. You couldn't tell. Why? Because of his countenance. Why? Because of his attitude. Why? Because of the grace. Hallelujah. Why? Can we tell? Can we tell? Can you tell when I'm hungry? Can you tell when I'm full? Can you tell when I'm in the negative? Can you tell when that account is overflowing? Can you tell? Can you tell? Hallelujah. Without seeing the car that I drive, the type of car that I drive, or if I'm even driving a car, if I'm walking or catching the bus, can you tell? Can Can we tell? Can we tell even sometimes, hallelujah, if we're not feeling well, or if we're feeling well, can we tell? Can we tell the difference between, oh, I need to eat something, come on, hangry, or no, I'm good, I'm full? Can we tell? Can we tell? Can we tell if we didn't have to wait a little bit too long than our likings in a line, or for someone to wait on us? Can we tell? Or if they came right away, can we tell the difference? Can we tell, hallelujah, when someone treats us good and when someone treats us Can we tell? Can we tell in our response? Can we tell in my love? Is my love, here we go, here we go, oh, here we go. Is my love the same, hallelujah, when you treat me right and when you treat me wrong? Somebody said, What is God doing? He's stirring us in a place of giving thanks, in a place of thanksgiving. And then verse 13 says, I can do all things through Christ Jesus, which strengthens me. I'm turning to another version, y'all. That's what I'm doing. That's what I'm doing on the telly. That's what I'm doing on the telly. On the telly. On the celly. I guess it's the celly. The celly in the telly. The celly in the telly. Hold on. Can somebody say, can you tell? Can you tell? Thank you, Lord. Let's see, should we do the NLT? Maybe the Amplified? Okay, we'll try the Amplified first, guys. Listen. God is telling us to enter this place of thanksgiving and to live and abide and practice and learn even more, even more, even more, even more, even more, even more. Having a sensitivity and a quickness, a readiness, an appetite to give thanks, a desire of giving thanks. There's something powerful yet magical. Yes, I used it, okay? It's Holy Spirit magical. The Holy Spirit magical. Wonderful, marvelous, in a place, I said powerful, I'm saying it again, powerful, in a place of giving thanks, that we don't even realize that it's a place where God wants, that he wants us to experience something. Even experiencing with him, it's a change that happens to us, a renewal that happens to us. There's something that as I dive deeper into it, I think it's like a thing that you can only attest as you dive deeper into. Just like Paul is able to say, I learned, and to speak and to teach and to exhort and encourage the church and the churches to enter into this place of giving thanks in every circumstance. There's something that happens there. There's something miraculous that happens there. There's a grace of God that happens there. There's an anointing, hallelujah, release from God that happens there. There's visions and dreams and communication from God, from heaven, that happens there. There's something supernatural that happens there. Yeah. Okay. Let's read the Amplified. Philippians 4. I'm going to start at verse 11 now. Not that I speak from any personal need. He's saying, I don't have a need right now. For I have learned to be content. So did he really have a need? But he's saying, I don't have a need. Amen. Hallelujah. Because he really don't have a need. Because God is a supplier. God is. So I don't need anything. No, I'm good. I got Jesus. No, I'm good. I got God. No, I'm good. The Holy Spirit. is with me. Nah, I'm good. The angels are ministering to me. Nah, I'm good. Not that I speak from any personal need, for I have learned to be content and self-sufficient through Christ. Through who? Through ourselves? Ah, no. Through Christ? Through money? Nope. Through Christ? Through beauty? Nope. Through Christ? Through knowing so-and-so? Nope. Through Christ? Through my significant other? Nope. Through Christ? Through my family, friends? Nope. Through Christ? Through my business? Nope. Through Christ? Through praise from people? Nope. Through Christ? Through my own knowledge and own understanding and intellect and ability and talent and gifts? Nope. Through Christ. Let us be Christ sufficient. Christ dependent. God dependent. God centered. God sufficient. How's our godly account? Is that account overflowing? Okay. Somebody say, stay focused, Mika. And self-sufficient through Christ, satisfied to the point where I am not disturbed or uneasy. Yo, I can just throw this phone right now. Hold on. For I have learned. Listen. I gotta stand up. Listen. For I have learned to be content and self-sufficient through Christ, satisfied to the point where I am not disturbed or uneasy, regardless of my circumstances. Remember, we talking about Paul, whose circumstances were beyond what I can even imagine. Stoned to death, to the point of death where they thought he was dead, shipwrecked. Was he even dead? I don't know. Shipwrecked, bound, doubly bound, set in prison, unjustly beaten. Hungry, traveling, on foot. Not being received, being rejected. Being utterly inconvenienced. Persecuted. Jesus. Satisfied to the point where I'm not disturbed or uneasy regardless of my circumstances. How are we doing in our contentment walk? How are we doing when it's not going our way? Are we giving thanks? How are we doing when we're mildly inconvenienced? How are we doing when we're severely inconvenienced? How are we doing when it's happening not at our timeline? How are we doing when we're being wronged? How are we doing? What are we doing? What are we doing? How are we doing when we're being righted? Wronged and righted. Okay, that's what I said. How are we doing? 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 Remember, Paul says, follow me as I follow Christ. Remember? How are we doing? How are we doing? How are we doing? We're giving thanks. Is the Holy Spirit inviting us into a season, into a life of giving thanks? How do we change in the simplicity of giving thanks? Even I just am hearing, even like, how does our face illuminate and our countenance change and our beauty is enhanced, even just at the simpleness of giving thanks. God wants to meet us. Like, I just see it like it being Disneyland, a Thanksgiving land. That we're not waiting to the holiday of Thanksgiving to be talking about giving thanks, and the rest of the 364 days, we out of pocket. Let's get in pocket, in flow, in step, in rhythm with the Lord God of giving thanks in everything. I even hear like this thing of like supernatural. If we believe God says all things are possible with Him, and I believe in the miracles, signs, and wonders. Hallelujah, of God. I believe that He is healer. Hallelujah. I just believe that even healings and blessings and deliverances and breakthroughs and reconciliations and restorations and rejuvenations and all kind of things happening. And they're like, what did you do? I just changed my lifestyle to giving thanks. I know God works in that atmosphere. Why? Because it points right to God. It doesn't make sense for all this to happen. You just said the only thing I changed is I just started giving thanks with my life. It doesn't make sense for all this increased support in when you just changed by saying I'm giving thanks. It doesn't make sense. Exactly. 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 Now God's getting the glory. Now everybody want to give thanks. Hallelujah. Come on, you guys. Come on. My experiences with people will change as I am giving thanks. Maybe the blessing that somebody needed comes through my attitude and countenance and perspective and mindset of giving thanks, because now I'm open and available to giving them the smile they needed, hearing a word from God to deliver to them, maybe opening up my pockets. Even though in the natural, and my old man said, no, you need this $100. You don't know them when the next one's coming. And I want to give you $50. And then next thing you know, you blink and God's handing you $500. I don't know. I'm just saying something starts to flow, open up, a space is created. I stop being about me, 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 me. When I'm in a place of giving thanks, 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 thanks. Amen. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good. Yes, He is good. We give thanks unto you, Lord, for you are good. Yes, you are good. Thank you, Lord. For you are worthy, worthy. Yes, Lord. You are good. Yes, you are good. We thank you, oh God. We want to meet you in this place of giving thanks. Excuse me. Listen, in verse 12 it says, I know how to get along and live humbly in difficult times. What? And I also know how to enjoy abundance and live in prosperity. Do we know how? Do we know how to live in difficult times humbly and get along? Excuse me. Listen, I had just said to Sam that I don't normally drink water, and now the Holy Spirit is having me drink it. Giving thanks hydrates us. Giving thanks deals with that little irritant in our lives and help us to overcome. Amen. Hallelujah. I know how to get along and live humbly in difficult times, and I also know how to enjoy abundance and live in prosperity. I'm stepping on something right here. the darkness in the spirit realm don't like what's happening right now. But you know what I do? I'm giving thanks. Thank you for the little hiccup. Thank you that I had to stop and drink some water. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Excuse me. Thank you. In any and every circumstance, I have learned the secret of facing life. I got the secret. I got the secret for you. Whether well-fed or going hungry, whether having an abundance or being in need, I can do all things which He has called me to do through Him who strengthens and empowers me to fulfill His purpose. I am self-sufficient in Christ's sufficiency. I'm ready for anything and equal to anything through Him who infuses me with inner strength and confident peace. We are giving thanks. Give thanks. Give thanks. You get upset, give thanks. You get disturbed, give thanks. You get disappointed, give thanks. You get rejected, give thanks. You get approved, give thanks. You get unapproved. Is that the right word? I don't know. Give thanks. We're hungry, give thanks. We're fed, give thanks. Little, give thanks. Lotta, give thanks. Hungry, give thanks. I'm talking about now this hunger is like hunger for gain, for success, for opportunities. It's slow. Give thanks. Give thanks. Let's give thanks. I thank you. I thank God for you. I thank God for LA Talk Radio. I thank God for Sam. I thank God for this opportunity. We thank God. Hallelujah. Thank God for this water. We thank you, God. We thank you. We thank you. Give thanks. Hallelujah. Give thanks. Give thanks. We give thanks in that place of sickness for you are healing. We give thanks in that place of brokenness for you are repairing. We give thanks in that place of problems for you are solving. We give thanks in the place of empty because you are filling. We give thanks in the place of dry because you are hydrating. And we give thanks, hallelujah, in the place of hunger because you are satisfying. We give thanks in the place of nothing because you, hallelujah, are creating something. We give thanks, hallelujah, in the place of stress because your peace is coming in. We give thanks in the place of strife because you are reconciling. We're giving thanks in the place of overwhelm because you, hallelujah, God, are leveling and causing us to walk on that which is trying to drown us. We give thanks when we don't have because you are providing. We give thanks, hallelujah, at the injustice because you are warring and fighting on our behalf. We give thanks, amen, in the rejection and people talking about us because you are defending us. We give thanks. We give thanks in not being exactly where we want to be. Why? Because you are the one, hallelujah, that orders our steps into the fullness of, and you have the plans and you have the promise and you have the purpose and you are unfolding and giving us the blueprint and giving us instructions and giving us the orders and you know how to enter us into a land flowing with milk and honey. We give thanks. We give thanks. We give thanks, God. We give thanks in the bound place because you are deliverer. We give thanks in the captive place because you are liberator. We give thanks, hallelujah. We give thanks in the dark because you are the light. We give thanks, hallelujah, in the midst of all the lies because you are the truth. We give thanks, hallelujah, rebasaya, when there's no way because you are the way. We give thanks, hallelujah. We give thanks, hallelujah, when we feel like we're all alone because you are Emmanuel, God with us. We give thanks, hallelujah. We give thanks. We give thanks. We give thanks. We're giving thanks the rest of this day. And we're giving thanks the rest of this week. And we're giving thanks the rest of this month. And Holy Spirit, I ask that you make us sensitive, aware, and just quicken us back into nope. Just start giving thanks. We give thanks at the closed doors because you are opening them. We give thanks before the mountains because you are moving them and our faith is moving them. We give thanks. We We give thanks. We give you thanks, God. We're seeking you, giving you thanks. Giving you thanks is a seeking you in your righteousness, in us seeing all things added unto us. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things shall be added unto you. May the Lord bless you, keep you, cause his face to shine upon you, be gracious unto you, lift his countenance towards you, and give you his peace. Yaverekeka Adonai Veshmerecha. Ya'er Adonai Panavalacha Vikoneka. Yisa Adonai Panavalacha Veyasem Lacha Shalom. God bless you. Remember, with God, all things are possible, and we are giving thanks. Hallelujah!
You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, Hour of Prayer with Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.